baby's let me down. You think I'm lonesome, so do I, so do I. Tons of steel. No one in this whole wide world can change the way I feel. I've been a long lost soul for a long, long time. I've been around. Everybody ought to know what's on my mind. You think I'm lonesome, so do I, so do I. Stranger to tell me that my baby's let me down. You think I'm lonesome, so do I, so do I.
Not your girl. I didn't bring you into this world. to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, "Perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness." And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
Some Dolly Parton here on the Viva La Mock radio program with A Coat of Many Colors. Dolly has actually stated publicly that that is her all-time favorite Dolly Parton song. How do I know this? Well, actually, I just literally finished a documentary on Netflix about Dolly Parton today. And that's one of the comments she made. My thought is, a couple thoughts. Like, one is, God, would it be awesome to hang with Dolly for, like, a weekend? Probably just a night, but, like, a weekend with Dolly just tooling around. And then my other thought is, so I don't know what this means with my brain. My other thought is, would you go into a dark alley with Dolly? And not in a creepy way, but, like, you know, would you feel safe? And, of course, you'd feel safe because nobody out there would hurt Dolly Parton. And if they do, they've got the Mockster to contend with, and I'll bring my attorney along. He's rocking, and it's Eric Jackson Laurie with Courts in Session from Thursday evenings. Hopefully he handles cases like that. I should ask him. Hey, before the Dolly, Joe Ely doing Nacho Mama. Pulled that off the Twisting in the Wind album. Why? Well, because A, it's a good song, and B, because it's National Nacho Day today. Yeah, you've got literally less than an hour to go get your nacho on before now you're just someone eating nachos on a random day. Like, you can eat them on National Nacho Day. You can eat them any day you want, but now's your excuse day. If I didn't tell you you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, then I don't know. Maybe I just forget things. Graham Parsons in the International Submarine Band gave us Luxury Liner in that set of music, as well as James McMurtry with his penned out here in the middle from St. Mary of the Woods album. Now I gave you like a homework assignment. William Jennings Bryant. William Jennings Bryant. Who did he run against? Who did he lose against? Yeah, it was a trick question because he actually ran for president three different times. He lost all three times. The first two times was to William McKinley back in 1896 and then in 1900. Then he ran again in 1908 and lost to Taft. Yeah, that's my rules. I don't know. I'm playing songs. If you didn't realize, throughout the night, I just play songs that feature in the lyrics or are about presidential contenders who did not win. But at midnight, I have a midnight mock, and that's totally different. The midnight mock tonight is Sean Connery. We lost him. He was just done with it all. He's Scottish. He could care less what happens in America, but he was 92. 90 as well. Not 92. He was 90 as well. But anyway, so we'll do a Sean Connery mock here in less than an hour. But now that I've just been rambling, why not ramble more with a WRCT music and radio calendar? Let's start things off with the WRCT radio calendar. Let you know some things going on in and around town. Like, for example, kicking off next week is Film Pittsburgh's Fall Festival, happening November 11th through the 22nd. It's a virtual film festival, which is going to combine elements of Film Pittsburgh's varied programming with a sampling of independent features and contemporary short films. There'll be 167 films in all. Now, you probably can't watch all of them just because you don't have enough time, but that's just a lot to pick from. Most will be available to watch at any time over those 12 days of the festival. The program schedule and the festival and tickets and all that are now available at Film Pittsburgh's website, filmpittsburgh.org, filmpittsburgh.org. Also, on November 16th, Here and There, Anti-Racist Perspectives from Germany and Japan is happening right here on the Carnegie Mellon campus from 7 until 8:30 p.m. Japan-based African-American author Bay McNeil and Professor Priscilla Lane from the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill are presenting The Demise of Blackface in Japan and Anti-Black Racism and Anti-Racist Activism in Germany. It's all happening at the University Center. For more information, go to cmu.edu/events. That is on Monday, November 16th. I will remind you about Offroot Arts. It's a nonprofit building a new type of arts community, trying to connect people with original art made by artists from the ages of 16 to 24 years old. For more information, offrootart.com. And don't forget that the East End Community Thrift Store is always looking for your support. It's just one door down from the Thomas Merton Center. Thrift Store has clothing, furniture, household appliances. Donations, volunteers, and shoppers are all welcome at the thrift store. Profits actually from the store go to the Thomas Merton Center to help their general operations. For more information, call them up at 412-361-6010. Yeah, if you can find 10 on your phone, good luck. It's 6010. Sorry, I can't even talk now. I'm verklempt. That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send us an email at radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let me turn our attention to the music calendar. I haven't done one in a while, so let's see what that entails. Mockster doing a music calendar. I'm going to let you know, due to COVID-19, many 2020 events have been canceled or postponed, so you should always check with the venue or the venue websites for more information. Currently, the Club Cafe, Stage AE, Mr. Smalls, and the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust have all postponed their shows until 2021. However, I do see that the Calliope House is having an online concert on Thursday the 12th. Yep, Roots Cellar at Home presents L'Event du Nord. It's It's a one-time only online concert with a private streaming link, and tickets are required. More information at calliopehouse.org. Songspace presents Gina Musica, or Musica, and the Uptown Quartet as an online concert. There is no ticket required. That's happening on Saturday the 14th. More information at uusonspace.com, or maybe it's uusunspace.com. I don't know. You figure it out, but those are all the letters in there. U-U-S on space. Let's write that one down. .com. That's my WRCT music calendar. Trying our best to get you some music, things to tune into and listen to that are not the Viva La Mock radio program, because we all need a break from the Viva La Mock radio program. If you have an event to include on the music calendar, send us the details in an email at least 2, 3, 4 weeks, whenever, as much as you can in advance at music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the music calendar and the radio calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again, just like you did now at 11 p.m. with me, the Mockster, on Fridays. Tomorrow, Jay Thurber, during Radio 9, will do a much different calendar, but it's the same. It's different, but the same. That's happening tomorrow at 1 p.m. during his program, Radio 9. Back into some more music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. It's Lush. We'll be right back.
should be seen and not heard. But I think, oh, bondage, up yours! One, two, three, four!
Sympathy, and if I go around with you.
Primitives here on the Viva La Monk radio program with Crash. You got to ask yourself, like, does someone write that song? And then when they're done listening to it after they've recorded it, they're just like, yeah. Yeah, that song is awesome. I don't know. That's what I would do if I wrote that song. I'm like, it's got hand claps. It's got a hook. It's just a great song. Crash, Primitives, as I mentioned just seconds ago, before that X-ray specs. With O Bondage up yours. Band out of, I believe, Atlanta, Georgia, from the early 90s. Insane Jane gave us Empress of Pop, which I was always told that, I think it's true, because they talk about her shaving her head. That song is actually about Sinead O'Connor. And then I started the entire set off with something from Lush. A Single Girl. We heard from Lush in the recent years, which is awesome. That was a track of theirs from the 90s. Got to remind you that Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician? A podcaster? A YouTuber? Maybe a TikToker? Well, RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. Yeah, you can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audio and video by using RemasterMedia.com. There's even a noise reduction feature that takes away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. And before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com to make it sound amazing. Hey, my name is Paul. Don't forget, we have a mock coming up at midnight. Just over a half hour from now. Tonight, Sean Connery, who passed away this past week, will go under the mock light. So the mocks are going to make that happen for you. In the meantime, if you've got a suggestion for a song, give me an email. Now, I always have to tell you, it's a future song, because I get emails going, hey, Mockster, could you play later tonight? And I can't. It's just not within the rules anymore, but I can play it on future songs, future shows. I can play a future song on a future show. Email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Action!
We'll be right back. city up under the stars. No entry, this door is a burned down circus. The lion sticks your head in the lion tamer's mouth, and he does it on purpose. So give me room, cut me wide and let me bloom. I can use some goodness through this thicket. I can use some goodness through this thicket. Reckon I'll have to follow toe. Reckon I'll have to follow toe.
Cincinnati, Ohio. That is Clifford Never Knew. I'll actually go on record and say my favorite band out of Cincinnati, Ohio, Clifford Never Knew. And yeah, I'm looking at you, Blessed Unions of Soul, or Over the Rhine, or... Yeah, that's all I got. Clifford Never Knew here with... Reckon here on the Viva Lamont radio program. Before that, some Ned's Atomic Dustbin, Grace L. Green from the Godfather album. Wire gave us Mannequin from their 1977 debut, Pink Flag, and start off the entire set with ATV doing Action, Time, and Vision. My name's Paul. This is a show called Viva Lamont. Don't forget, in about 25 minutes, we're going to do a Sean Connery mock. We do that right around the midnight hour. We'll call it the Midnight Mock this week because that's what we call it every week. Don't forget, a minute pause is a small, almost insignificant space, but a minute pause is just 60 seconds of space. So get it straight. A minute pause happens Tuesdays from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. right here in WRCT Pittsburgh with your host, Sean Watson. Digging around in the record library, and by record library, I just mean places I know where music is held. Trying to pull up some gems for you. I think I found one. It's Dwight Twilley here on the Viva La Mock Radio Show.
Well, about me. Baby, time's been nothing ever been seen. Kiss like fire when you make me feel like every word you said was meant to be. Baby, couldn't have been that easy to forget about me. Baby, even the losers get lucky sometimes. Get lucky sometimes. Sometimes, baby, even the losers keep a little bit of pride. We get lucky sometimes, baby, even the losers get lucky sometimes, baby, even the losers keep a little bit of pride.
Just like a couple of squares.
Warm Soda, actually doing a cover of the Gorgor Girls, All Grown Up, wrapping up a set of music here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Gorgor Girls, does that work? Cover of a Gorgor Girls, Al Gore, Major Party nominee. I don't know. You figured out. I threw it in there just, you know, because it's my show and, you know, I just wanted some good music. Before the Warm Soda, how about Nectarine doing Tom Petty's Even the Losers? Strangle-Martin in there from their, for the sake of argument, their third and final album gave us Allison and finally, and starting off the set, no, finally, Dwight Twilley. Backing vocals on that. Yeah, you might have said, oh, yeah, that's Tom Petty. Yeah, that was Tom Petty. And Susan Cowsill on that hit from Dwight Twilley. Minor hit from Dwight Twilley. Girls. Getting us to where we are now, we've got, let me look at the clock. We're looking at like maybe somewhere between 5 and 7 minutes before we get to the midnight hour. We have that midnight mock coming up of Sean Connery. Before we get to the mock, I'm going to remind you that over the past 20 years, the number of people who are malnourished has actually been reduced by 50%. That's pretty awesome. But more children are in school today, that's pretty awesome, than any other time in history. Global poverty can seem daunting, but success in alleviating suffering is occurring across the globe. To learn how you can volunteer at the Borgen Project or take action locally to help our global community, visit borgenproject.org. That's B-O-R-G-E-N project.org. How about a couple songs to get us up to the midnight hour that name drop and or are just specifically about failed presidential candidates?
2, 3, 4.
Starting off with some Sufjan Stevens here. It's Adelaide Stevenson. It's the Viva La Mach radio show exclusively on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Righteous men of the earth, oh, have you been patient? I suppose our thoughts about United Nations. Adelaide, Adelaide, what did he say? And what is the answer? Adelaide, Adelaide, what did he say? And what is the answer? I've heard of it, and what is the answer?
Money, 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 money. Can you use any money today? Money, 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 money. Nice new bills that we're giving away. There are photographs on everyone. Lincoln, Grant, and Washington. Or you might like the ones with Henry Clay. Can you use any money today? 2 million, 4 million, 6 million, 8 million, 10. Take what you want. When it's gone, you can come back again. Bills that haven't been printed yet, you can have them by the sack. Coins that haven't been minted yet that you never have to give back. Money, 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 money. Uncle Sam puts it right on the line. And if we ever run out of checks for him to sign, you can have mine, all of mine. You can have mine. Money, 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 money. Can you use any dollars today? Money, 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 money. We've so much that it gets in our way. In our treasury there's a mighty sum. Millions we've subtracted from the envelopes that hold our take-home pay. Can you use any money today? Home in the States underground there's a cave full of gold. Back up a truck and we'll fill it with all it can hold. Take 10 million and please don't fuss if you find it can't be spent. You can lend it right back to us and we'll pay you 7%. Money, 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 money. Uncle Sam puts it right on the line. And if that fellow with whiskers ever should decline, you can have mine, all of mine. You can have
belting out the Irving Berlin penned song, Can You Use Any Money Today, from the musical Call Me Madam. Yeah, I mix it up here on the Viva La Mock radio show. Irving Berlin could have had two different songs tonight in my songs with lyrics that name drop failed presidential bids. If you were listening closely, that one actually dropped Henry Clay. Henry Clay, who actually ran for president three different times, and I believe under three different national parties. Back in 1924, it was the Democratic Republican. 1824, 1832, he was a national Republican. And then in 1844, he tried again and under the Whig Party. Lost all three times. And before that, speaking of losing, not three times, but twice back in the 50s, 52 and 56, Adelaide Stevenson was the name of the track, as done by Sufjan Stevens, wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, we just hit the midnight hour, like a minute ago, sorry. Just got all babbling. So we got a mock to get into. Before we get into the mock, I do want to remind you that Color Perfect Printing joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Color Perfect Printing is a full-service print shop located at 804 Penn Avenue in the heart of the historical cultural district downtown Pittsburgh. Color Perfect offers high-quality color printing for posters, flyers, art prints, die-cut stickers, vinyl lettering, programs, business cards, rack cards, and so much more. Color Perfect also specializes in graphic design and softbound books for self-published authors and artists. Check out their website at colorperfectprinting.com today to request an estimate. Let Color Perfect's knowledgeable staff help you speak in color to obtain a professional look and finish all of your printing needs. And don't forget, later on today, now that we've hit midnight, I can say that. Later on, host Larry Berger will bring you acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances on his weekly show called The Saturday Light Brigade. It gets your weekend off to a good start, because we know Viva La Mock doesn't. It's the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings here on WRCT Pittsburgh. find our way into the mock. Yeah, Sean Connery passed away this week at the age of 90. In my mind, nobody ages. I mean, I know I don't. 90, fantastic. So I've decided for tonight's mocking, I'm going to play a cover song of the James Bond themes, or the hit song from the James Bond themes that he was, the movies that he was in. I believe officially he was only in 6 James Bond movies. I actually have closer to 8 songs to play. The very first one, Dr. No, did not officially have a song associated with it outside of the iconic James Bond theme. So let's kick off the night with The Art of Noise. Yeah, The Art of Noise from 1989. James Bond. It's a Sean Connery mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program.